Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Calhoun counties. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey of Senior Corps, retired and senior volunteer program of Foley Cap. Inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Our show highlights those organizations and individuals who provide a lot of time and energy to build what King called a beloved community. Today, I'm very pleased to be talking about the upcoming All County Picnic on Sunday, August 21st at the H.J. Carroll Park in Port Hadlock. We are speaking today to Port Townsend Mayor Deborah Stinson and Danny Milholland of the Thunderbowl Productions and Annalisa Borelli, who is the volunteer coordinator for the all-day picnic event. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Deborah, you have been involved in so many things in this town. 2020, Earth Day, every day. You received the Jefferson County Heart of Service Award in 2011. You are one busy person. What is it about the all-day picnic?
Oh, the all-county picnic is pretty near and dear to my heart. One of the earlier programs that I got involved in or actually helped launch in Local 2020 was the Emergency Preparedness Action Group. And in that action group, we partner very heavily with the Department of Emergency Management, Jefferson County organization, specifically Bob Hamlin, who is their director, and I think you'll be hearing from him later in the week, possibly. The Department of Emergency Management really are the subject matter experts, and Local 2020 went to them and said, how can we help make our community more resilient? What is it that we can do? And we quickly found out that what we could do is act as community organizers and engage with citizens to prepare their own households and then work together in their neighborhoods to get prepared at the neighborhood level. And in doing so, we've actually greatly increased the resiliency of the community. One of the things we found along the way is this is a very difficult topic to talk about. Nobody really wants to talk about disasters. I get that. We needed to reach more people. And we thought, you know, the best way to do that is to do it in a fun, open, kind of lighthearted way to where people don't want to come and, you know, have a downer event. You know, it's not very engaging. And so we kind of got to think about what could we do? And we thought having some kind of a all-county picnic, bringing everybody from all walks of life together to have some fun and to break bread and all while learning about what they can do. No, thus comes Danny. Yeah, so we thought, okay, well, we have our subject matter expert for emergency preparedness. Now, how do you throw a great party? Well, we knew right away who we turned to, and that's Danny. And it was about the time Danny was even starting to think about starting his own business. So then it became an interesting question. Local 2020 is 100% volunteers, and we've done everything in that mode. And we can talk a little later about some of the other volunteer opportunities there. But we also realized that if we're going to be asking somebody like Danny to help us, who's trying to create a business and a livelihood and to be able to stay here in our community, we could not, in good faith, ask him to donate 100% of that effort. And so we decided that we, the volunteers, would help make the connections, hatch the general plan. But then when we asked Danny to come on board, part of our plan was how are we going to fundraise so that we can actually pay Danny and the other subcontractors to Danny to do what they do for a livelihood and not ask them to give it all away. So it's been a wonderful partnership.
Between the volunteer and the paid person. It's great.
Right. Now, to be honest, we haven't quite been able to pay him 100% of what he's worth. Of course, that would be an awful lot. Anybody who knows about Danny and what he can pull off, but still, we would like to pay more. But so he is volunteering quite a bit of his time, as are the other paid contractors. But we feel pretty good that we've been able to at least start down the path of making sure that the folks that are now doing the lion's share of the work are actually getting paid.
Yes. And I want to quote Scott Wilson of the PT Leader. Danny Milholland has pretty much turned his life over to the mission of creating community around P-Town, Port Townsend, Washington. And that pretty much describes that you are at the cake picnic. You are at the 4th of July. You're everywhere. You are Mr. Port Townsend. What is it about emergency preparedness that has, you know, piqued your interest?
Well, like Deborah said, the all-county picnic kind of came about right at the same time I was getting the ball rolling on Thunderbowl Productions. And it was immediately following the cake picnic that Deborah and Judy Alexander came to me and said, hey, we're thinking about this countywide community event. We'd love to have that kind of, you know, inclusive, all ages, fun atmosphere that really connects people. And that the atmosphere that I'm really get amped up and excited about, that community spirit. The county picnic, you know, the theme of emergency preparedness transcends all political boundaries. It's not politically charged. It is a topic that we can all agree upon, whether or not we like to think about it or not. It's not something that is going to bring up, you know, separate us as a community. So I felt immediately like, okay, this is a theme that I can get behind.
Disaster, and, yes.
And it's you know, fun. And in that first year, we were trying to figure out how to, like, we were planning a zombie, like a zombie dance party. It's a fun enough theme that you can kind of get creative and have fun with it. So that's what we've kind of tried to do each year.
And we talk about develop resilience through community building.
Mm-hmm.
Describe what that resilience means a little bit. What are we talking about here when we say disaster? We're not talking about Armageddon, right? We're talking about just resilience. Talk about that a little bit.
We could both kind of bounce off that.
Definitely.
Resilience, I think... We're talking about resilience, the ability to bounce back from an emergency or a disaster is kind of a core part of that. And so what we're kind of with the picnic practicing, just bouncing together and like having fun and getting to know each other and just the ability to like come together and celebrate as a kind of an exercise in working together and knowing our neighbors, knowing our resources. And so that's kind of one take
it's,
on
it. It's sort of the true definition of social security. It's
true,
building
right.
relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Yeah, exactly. And as Bob Hamlin is often the one to say, you know, the more you can build relationships ahead of an event, the greater your ability to survive and thrive after the event. And so that's really core to the resilience piece of this.
So, Danny, would you like to introduce Annalisa?
Sure. So, Annalisa Borelli is another local young entrepreneur and artist and a great community activist. And she and I have collaborated on a number of small projects here and there. And when the opportunity to kind of bring another team member on board came, I asked Annalisa if she'd be on our team. And I'm really excited. She's brought a lot of great energy to the team. She's designed this gorgeous bandana, this resilience bandana that's packed with information on what you might want to do, you know, following an earthquake or things to prepare for. And it's just really, really beautiful bandana. And all volunteers will get one of these bandanas. I'll let Annalisa talk about that. She is our volunteer coordinator and one of our kind of artist captains on the team. So welcome, Annalisa.
Welcome,
hi,
Annalisa.
Thank you.
So tell us first, you know, your version of how you got hoodwinked into this project and what you enjoy about it.
Well, I respect Deb and Local 2020 and Danny and Thunderbolt Productions so much. So as soon as they asked me, it was like no thought in my mind. Of course, I'd love to be involved. I think there's something really great about just bringing people together and being prepared. I mean, we have to acknowledge that we live in this beautiful part of the world, but also along the Cascadian subduction zone, which is a treacherous place to be if there were an earthquake. So just acknowledging that, I think, is it just pays respect to the land that we are, you know, we're just these little things on the land. And so when a disaster or event like that would happen, we all kind of come together and pull together. And so I thought, of course, I'd love to be involved in that.
So tell us about what goes on that day and what kinds of things volunteers could do.
Yeah, so the day event is really great. There's tons of stuff. It's a family-friendly event. So there's going to be things like a kid's play zone and miniature golf. But there's also the most important piece is the booths, which will be loaded with great information about community resilience and emergency preparedness, and also a really great way to showcase not only local key members that are involved in our community, but give just some foundational, you know, what are all of the benefits that we have here in our community. So the booths are a great way to get information. There's going to be some local artists performing some wonderful music. We're going to give out free corn. One of Thunderbolt Productions' really great ideas that I love is this idea of, as Deb said, breaking bread, where when we come together as a community and we kind of eat together and share, that's just a great way to connect. So there will be free corn, and Chef Aaron Stark from Jefferson Healthcare will be preparing the corn. We are looking for volunteers to help shuck the corn and provide the corn.
It's great fun. I love that job.
I know, it's really fun. So there's just a lot going on. There's going to be great music. There's going to be a beautiful open lawn where people can hang out and get to know their neighbors. There's going to be activities for getting to know your neighborhood and getting and working together with other community members. Am I leaving anything out?
So there's do so the much neighborhoods meet yeah. together? Do you break out neighborhoods at all in this?
Not exactly. One of the things we're going to be doing this year is to kind of kick things off is a follow-up from the Cascadia Rising exercise that took place this June. Yeah. And so we'll be hearing from local emergency responders and various agency partners, you know, the Sheriff's Department, Fire Department, Police Department, City, Public Works, and others about. So it will kind of set the stage. We're 48 hours into a massive earthquake. What's happening at the Sheriff's Department in this scenario? So we'll get to hear from different partners on, you know, what could actually happen, just kind of get our imaginations going a little bit and have a chance for, you know, questions and answers.
And is that all day or is that at a certain time?
That's at 11:30 a.m.
Okay.
So the event starts at 11 with kind of an opening ceremony and a little social time with free Pont d'Amour pastries. And then there's this follow-up from Cascadia Rising, which is this, what we're calling all hands on deck, kind of a panel discussion. And then we're going into this emergency earthquake relay with Leif Hansen, which will include hauling water, shucking corn, and pulling together various pieces of a puzzle that will kind of culminate. You know, it's going to be very fast paced. All right, we got to shuck all this corn. We got to get this water using only straws to the other end of the field. So it'll be a silly, fun exercise that's just about.
And how can volunteers help make that happen for you? What do you need from us?
Well, so where we need the core volunteers are with the things like parking. There's going to be a lot of people coming in and out throughout the day. So we have a parking crew. Dan Anderson's a parking captain. We need a few volunteers that are like, you know, I love directing traffic. I would be good at that. I look good in an orange vest. So we need a few volunteers for that. We also need a few volunteers with some muscle, maybe some of our young community members or somebody that's been, you know, doing some core training this summer and getting in shape and would like to show off that bod. We need some help with the booth setup and booth takedown. So that's going to be, we have an early morning shift and then an afternoon shift. And then, like I said before, our other volunteer team where we need is corn shucking. So just hands-on to prepare the corn and help serve the corn. And those are really the key three areas where we're still looking for community members to get involved. And if you're listening to this and you want to get involved, you can contact info@thunderbullproductions.com.
That's great. And I have to ask about the music venue. Can you share who's going to be there?
Absolutely. So because we have this presentation in the morning and then this relay, we aren't going to have live music. We will have some ambient music. And then live music starts at 1 p.m. with the Wildberry Pickers. And then we have Annika Pearl, who's really awesome. She's just getting back from the Philippines. And then Bella Jack, which is kind of a local old-timey, fun country-style music. And then Uncle Funk and the Dope Six is headlining with a master dance party. It's going to be, they're starting at 3 o'clock. So it's just going to be, hopefully by that time, we've, you know, socialized, we've boothed, we've corned, we're really in the midst of this party. And it's just a full-on hop and dance party at 3 o'clock.
So this is an event you can come and stay for the whole thing. There's a lot going on.
So one of the kind of phrases we're working on is, this is how we ACP. So this is how you all-county picnic. You show up at 11 a.m. for the opening ceremony. You have free pastries. You socialize with the county commissioners and the sheriff and the police. You listen to this. You participate in this, you know, post-earthquake or post-Cascadia Rising thing. And then there's the earthquake relay. And then there's boothing, information, volunteers, or free corn, obstacle course, and then music and dance party. And that's how you ACP. So this is how we ACP.
And if you want to just soak in the sun and take it all in, there's a beautiful lawn. You can just relax and connect with your community members too.
And how early do you want your volunteers? And it starts at 11. How early would you ask volunteers?
We're asking for volunteers with booth setup and with parking to start at 9 a.m.
Oh.
There's two different shifts. So there's a 9 to 12 p.m. shift, and then there's a 4 to 6 p.m. shift.
Okay.
And then if you want to volunteer in the middle of the day, then that's a great place to do some corn shucking from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. or from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Great. Are we missing anything? Anything you want to say before we close? I love this picnic. I can't wait to go again.
I just want to remind everybody, it's very family friendly. The one thing Dane didn't get to talk about was the kids zone. We always have a great kids zone. I think Twisters are going to be there again with equipment. And the kids always love that. And they're even going to do a demonstration.
There's going to be face painting. There's also going to be a mini golf course this year. New this year's mini golf, and as well as a a picket ball court. We're going to be setting up at the basketball courts. So.
Right. Yeah. And one of our return vendors is going to be there, and that's Hadlock Building Supply. They've been real stalwarts at this, and they actually bring equipment. So if you're actually motivated after going to all the booths and realize you could use some equipment, you can actually buy some equipment there on the field as well.
Fantastic.
And if you just want to spend $10, we recommend buying a bandana because it's got lots of great information.
I've got mine.
On what to do in the event of an emergency.
They are absolutely beautiful. They're going to be a collector's item. You're going to want your bandana.
And how, so can, either, they get, how can they get that before
you,
the event?
Okay, or you can buy them on the day of. Okay. And then also there's a team of us that each have a stash of them. So again, if you send an email to info@thunderbullproductions, and that's B-U-L-L, like the animal, thunderbullproductions.com. You can, we'll coordinate a time for a pickup on the bandana. And like Annalisa said, for $10 donation, you can have one of these bandanas. And our goal with this event, we're in our fourth year, is to make this really community owned. And so we have tons of participating groups and organizations, but to fund it, we really need, you know, people in the community to step up and say, this is a good idea. Let's do this. Here's $10. Let me be a part of this. We need that kind of grassroots upswell of support. So that's
what's a deal. $10
for $10. This is
beautiful.
Gorgeous bandana. Oh, and you can be, you know, someone that's saying, yes, this is good. Let's do this.
I,
you know,
we're in our
fourth year. We need that community ownership piece to really take shape. If this event is to continue as an annual tradition. So it's really, really a great opportunity.
Thank you all for coming in.
I will
see you on the 21st. Everybody Can is a production of KPTC 91.9, Port Townsend, Washington. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey, and our production coordinator is Mike Schletzer. I'd like to thank programming manager Larry Stein, and I want to thank all the volunteers at KPTC who work many hours with a lot of love to bring us eclectic music and local conversation, both here in Jefferson County, Washington, and on the web at kptz.org.